Point, cheap point, I want Still me. gotta say, pretty pimpin'.
Supposed to mean, 'cause it was. Open your ear balls. You are listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, the clatter that matters. Heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and I'm available via the iTunes store. Also, you can find it by going to unblinkingearrecords.com, our brand spanking new website. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator. Let me tell you what we just heard. Speaking of Unblinking Ear Records, we heard a release from our label division, Snowmans of Love with Staycation. That's from a new single series we are doing called Office Supplies. It's a monthly name your price digital single series that you can find at unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. Basically, every month for the next foreseeable months, we're going to post a song from a different band, and you get to go to Bandcamp and download it for free if you should so choose, or you can pay a little money, whatever you'd like. And that's going to be continuing for a while, hopefully at least a year. Next month, for November, we'll have a song from Swivs, and December we'll get a song from Honey Radar, and got many more people lined up. TBA, to be announced. We started it with Snowmans of Love, who coincidentally had the last song on the Serious Rockers comp that we released, and some nice continuity there. Snowmans of Love also playing our CMJ showcase, which is this Saturday, October 17th, at Union Pool, 2 p.m., also featuring Big Quiet, Go to Beds, and Spray Paint. So, yeah, lots of plugs in that little bit of back announcing, but I will limit it to that for most of the rest of the podcast. Before that, we hear from Kurt Vile with Pretty Pimpin'. That's from his new album, Believe I'm Going Down, out now on Matador, sixth LP from the Philly native. I was told this was a very mellow record, and I don't know, doesn't sound much mellower than his other work. I also want to say that song, Pretty Pimpin', someone's got to do a mashup of that and No Scrubs. Give it a listen, they sound, they would line up pretty well. Before that, Sally Crew, from her new album, Later Than You Think, we heard Chase Tornado. That's out now, or will be out shortly on the 8-track Mind label. The Bandcamp is up, but the LP has been delayed slightly. It was supposed to be out last month. It should be coming out any day now. Sally Crew, first LP since 2008. The UK to... from the UK, now residing in Austin, singer-songwriter. I think this is her fourth LP overall, all of which are great, great pop songs. Another Serious Rockers alumni there, Sally Crane. Before that, Predator with Drag. That's from a new 7-inch out on the Total Punk label. Predator Hail from Atlanta featured Gigi King, as well as members of Beat 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 and Dino's Boys. Been around since about 2011, have released two LPs. I think this single is pretty fantastic. Maybe my favorite thing they've done yet, so check that out. Prior to that, a band called Pretty Girls with a song called... Wait, hold on. Children are listening. Cover their ears. It's called The Kids Are All Fucked. That's from a new compilation called Destroy All Art, a compilation of 17 under-the-radar punk hits from the 90s. It came out earlier this year on the Rock and Roll Parasite label, and it's exactly what it sounds like. Some 90s punk 7-inches compiled, Killed by Death style, and very obscure stuff. I mean, I didn't know most of the stuff going on here, and I was, you know, buying punk singles in the 90s. I did know the Stiffs, who were included here, and their song Destroy All Art gave the collection its title, but the song Destroy All Art is not on this comp, oddly enough. Though I am told Volume 2 is in the works, so maybe it'll be on that one. At the top of the set, we heard from Counterintuits with Password is Password. That's from a cassette release called The Right Side of History. Came out on the Loki label last year, just over a year ago. Finally got my hands on a copy and had to play it for you folks. Counterintuits are Jared Phillips of Times New Viking and Ron House of Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments, Great Plains, Sandwich, and bunch of other bands I'm sure I'm forgetting. And yeah, they released an LP in 2013 that was pretty fantastic. And you know what? Pretty much everything Ron House does is fantastic. So anything with his name on it, I highly recommend. Okay, that is about it for that set. I will we'll get back into the music, shall we? Here is a new song from Protomartyr here on the Unlicking Your Podcast.
We'll be right back. detective who's in your voice. With canine devotion, the bound obey. A gap in your seam, coat tapered and torn. Casualties along the righteous trail.
listening to the Unblinking Ear podcast, and we just heard from Blank Realm with Flowers in Mind. That's from their new album, Illegals in Heaven. Came out last month on the Fire label. Fifth album from this Brisbane, Australia band. Prior to that, the Mantles from their new album, which is called All Odds End, which will be out tomorrow. Got an advanced copy here. We heard the song Police My Love. That's on the Slumberland label. Third LP from this Bay Area band. Any relation to Personal Repeats is pure rumor, I can assure you. Prior to that, Lame Drivers with Slow Detective from their fantastic new album, Chosen Era, a co-release between Bleeding Gold Records and the band. Long-awaited first proper LP from this Brooklyn band. I know if you ruined for the Kickstarter like I did, you really were waiting a while. I'm just kidding. In any case, it's well worth the wait. Really, really great. Got to see the record release show for Lame Drivers. They were fantastic. They got a legit encore. Not one of those, there's a few people clapping and, well, just wander or stand still, not really get off the stage and come back. No, people wanted them back on stage for an encore. That was great to see. Another Serious Rockers alumni there. Get this new LP, it's fantastic. Prior to that, another long-awaited debut LP from Terrible Truths. Their self-titled LP is out now on the Bedroom Suck label. We heard the song The Coast Is Clear. They hail from Adelaide, Australia. Put out their debut 7-inch back in 2001. I personally have been waiting for this LP for a while. It was supposed to come out last year, I believe, and then I was told 2015, and here it is, October 2015. It's finally here. At the top of the set, we heard from Protomartyr with Why Does It Shake from their new album, The Agent Intellect, out now on the Hardly Art label. Third LP from this Detroit band. We got to see them play live a month or so ago. And we played this song. I said, that song rules. Can't wait to play it on my podcast. So, that's what I did. Yeah, new Protomartyr album, fantastic. Okay, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I will let you all know you can follow me on Twitter at UnblinkingEar. You can also rate and review the podcast on iTunes. You can head on over to UnblinkingEarRecords.com. Pick up The Snowmans of Love. Digital single at UnblinkingEarRecords.bandcamp.com. All that stuff is linked on the main website, though. You can figure it out, I'm sure. And, I'll leave you here with a song from another Brisbane, Australia band, much like Blank Realm. They're called Kitchen's Floor. They have a new album out called Battle of Brisbane, or Brisbane, if you're from Australia. Third LP from this band. I believe it's out now in Europe on the Brute Direct Discs label. I think it'll be coming out in the States on Hozak very soon, if it isn't already. We're about to hear a song from it simply called Down. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.